The other night, on the 19th of October in Federation Square in Melbourne, Philip Glass was one of the performers of this year's Melbourne Festival. Not only a performer, but also the composer in this piano recital that he gave. A chance for us to hear the composer interpreting his own music. What a great thrill that is indeed. You can imagine how wonderful it would have been over the years to have composers giving us their own interpretation. So in future years, people will listen back and get a good sense of what the composer actually meant. That said, this program includes his most recent piano work, Etudes, along with some of his classics from his output. Philip Glass will be joining us not only as pianist and composer, but a narrator throughout this. He's going to lead us through this concert, which was, as mentioned, heard in Federation Square on the 19th of October. So let's hear now from Philip Glass.
I'm going to begin the concert this evening with a music composed in 1979. It was written on the occasion of the Dalai Lama's first public address in New York City at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. He was coming to give a talk, and they weren't quite sure when he would arrive, so they asked me for a piece of indefinite length. Eventually, I formalized the length into about 13-14 minutes and turned it into a piano piece, and I played it for a listen to Charles, the American dancer and choreographer, and she made a dance piece out of it and became known by his present name, Mad Rush. So this is Mad Rush. Thank you. now with music written about 10 years later, a set of pieces called Metamorphoses for Piano, originally partly based on the play of Kafka and a film by Earl Morris called The Thin Blue Line, and I combined them together to make this set of pieces. I'll play four of the Metamorphoses, numbers 4, 2, 3, and 5. That's the way it turned out, anyway. So I play them, if you hear them, as four movements of one piece, and there's just a slight break in between the four, so we'll hear it as one piece in four parts. Thank you. Thank you. series of etudes for piano. First I thought there would be 12 of them, then 16, I wrote 16, and I think there'll be 20, but I haven't finished it. But I'm going to play 7 of those tonight. I think there will be 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 9, and 10. Is that 7? That's what it is anyway. This unlike the Metamorphosis, which created a sustained a particular musical feeling throughout. The etudes are very different from each other. The idea was that they would be, each one approached the piano in a somewhat different way. So they have they're like children of the same family that don't look at all alike. The others, I think they do look alike. But like the Metamorphosis, I play them with just a slight break and sometimes no break in between them. So here'll be 7 etudes for piano. Thank you. going to play one more piece. This is a piece from a work called Glassworks, made in 1981. It begins with a piece called Opening and ends with a piece called Closing. They're very similar. So I'm going to play Closing. This is Closing from Glassworks. Thank you.
You've just been listening to Philip Glass, narrator, pianist and composer, in concert on the 19th of October 2005 in the BMW Edge, Federation Square, Melbourne.